Oh, shit! We are back up in the building. My man's Big Sit over there. Your boy Hollywood J. Black. I'm banged up like my man Saquon Barkley, but that's okay. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that damn NFL show. We're going to do things a little bit differently because we got to make our predictions kind of remotely on paper and post them up. We got news to talk about, but we're going to make some predictions today. So those are in. Big Sid's going to go over our record real quick before we get into the news. But other than that, let's go! Oh, man. Would have been boys and girls, children of all ages. That felt good to say, right? That gave all that chutzpah, you know what I'm saying? That gumption, you know? Like a Triple H. I am the game! Time for that damn NFL show!
Well, I can't give the our records until the end of the show because I've been busy also and have not been keeping up with them. So
he's like, "Fuck them."
I'll do them as we discuss, and when we discuss, I'll give you our week 13 win loss, our week 14 win loss, and our totals on the season thus far. Then we can dive into week 15.
All right, fair enough.
Sound good to you?
That sounds perfect to me. So we're going to do things a little bit differently than we normally do. Like I said, normally we go into the last week's games, then we talk about this week's games. But since we're going to talk just straight records and only go to this week's games, we got to fill in the first part of the show, right? So
welcome to NFL Filler Time.
Yes. So a lot of things have happened in the NFL over the last 2 weeks since we haven't done our show. A lot of things involving a certain Urban Meyer,
did you see the fucking report that just came out like an hour ago?
What, about the kicker?
That he kicked the kicker and told him to kick the goddamn ball.
How you gonna kick the kicker? What the hell's wrong with you?
We all know kickers are sensitive. Come on.
Yeah, but if you kick a kicker in the leg, you're literally like kicking his money. Like, in a very literal sense, you're kicking the only reason why the only reason why he's playing in the NFL. You can't, like, do that, like, ever. That's like punching a quarterback in the arm with a Mike Tyson haymaker. Go out there again and hit him in the arm.
Right?
You can't do that.
Urban Meyer is just showing how big of a piece of shit he actually is.
I mean, I think somebody alluded to it. He's used to bullying college kids.
Yeah.
From 18 to 21. You know what I'm saying?
And also dancing with girls from 18 to 21.
Yeah. Everything that has to do with 18 to 21, Urban Meyer is very familiar with. And that's kind of what the issue is, though. That's a problem. He's definitely, after one season, on our hot seat list. And that's
My man should have been fired a while ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But once the Jaguars won their first game on U.S. soil in over what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
It kind of gave them a pass. You know that they did. That's simply what it was, bro. The question is, will he be there at the end of this year? I don't think so.
With the criticisms that that Mr. Khan already gets for his bad ownership,
yeah,
I don't think he can have this on his resume too. So
no, that definitely, I feel that. My only concern, I guess, I have is who's out there to coach people, because all the good assistants are now coaches now.
No, nope, you still got Robbie. You still got Bieniemy in Kansas City.
Oh yeah, wasn't he supposed to get a coaching job, and then something from his past back in 1996? 95 when he was in college, or maybe even earlier than that, 91, 92,
That bullshit.
Yeah, some bullshit that happened. And like Eric and Andy Reid like endorsed him like fully, 100%.
Well, also they people have realized that with the Andy Reid coaching tree,
yeah,
that as long as it's not his sons, they are fine because all of his sons drink and drive and kill people.
Yeah.
So
well, the Andy Reid coaching tree is the last living extension of the Bill Walsh coaching tree.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's a sad end.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that Bieniemy gets a job because then it can live on. You know what I'm saying? He's the last piece of that of the West Coast offense dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
See, with what I see with Bieniemy and the offense he runs in Kansas City, Trevor Lawrence can run that offense.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, Bieniemy likes to run the ball though. The problem is that without Edwards-Helaire, without the usual suspects that he had running the ball previously, that's where the Chiefs have struggled at.
Yeah.
And they've struggled running the ball because they don't have a consistent runner. And remember, we talked about this, that the Chiefs' big problem is that everybody knows that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw 40 times a game. And as long as you can stop him from killing you, kind of like what the 49ers did for 55 minutes, you know, saying like
get over it.
No, I will not get over it.
Over it.
We only played 55 minutes of football, and I preached the whole entire season that year. I preached. What did I say, Sid? What did I say? How many minutes of football you got to play the Chiefs for?
60 minutes of football. 60. Of course.
And I preached it. I preached it ever since Patrick Mahomes got into the league. 60 minutes of football, and the good thing about it is that. I mean, yes, Bieniemy has adapted. The Chiefs got in the Raiders' ass this week, which I kind of expected.
Well, the Raiders are in their own ass at this point in time.
Well, yeah, but when you're in your own ass, it allows somebody else to go in your ass as well because it's already lubricated. So there's that, my friend. There's that.
Hi, welcome to the NFL Sports Show where asses get lubricated. It's been a while.
Actually, it was just past Sunday. Somebody's ass got lubricated. Anyway,
talking about for us being here talking this shit.
Oh yes, yes. It's been a while for us talking shit like that. So now we're on the hot seat subject, and we know that we at least gotten a good assistant. What are some coaching jobs that are out there?
Matt Nagy.
Oh yes, yes. That the man.
So this is the first losing season under Matt Nagy that the Bears have suffered.
True. Is it his fault? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they going to do anything about it? I don't know if they have the balls to.
I honestly think knowing the Chicago Bears, as Matt Nagy is not like, what's his name, who they wouldn't fire? Whatever the fuck his name was. But they are more than likely to go after someone like Dan Campbell, who can run their defense.
But see,
but I know we know Campbell is a bad head coach. We saw it in Atlanta.
The Bears' defense isn't the problem. The problem is that they're on the field for too damn long.
Yeah, and the injuries.
Yeah, the problem with the Bears seems to be they don't know how to use the personnel that they have. Explain to me. And I watched it, and oddly enough, I watched the Bears game. I'm sorry that I did, okay? I feel like Matt Nagy loves Andy Dalton. But somehow, some way, if you've seen the Andy Dalton blueprint, right? All you got to do is make one phone call, and that's to Marvin Lewis, okay? He knew how to use Andy Dalton, okay?
Let's be real here. When Andy Dalton was on the Bengals, he had Chad Johnson, TJ Hushmanzada. He's had big targets. Yeah. AJ Green. Fucking.
Well, and that's the benefit of having, I guess he has Robinson down in Chicago. Because they finally got him back. He has Robinson this year.
Allen Robinson, yeah.
They used to have a second good receiver, but I think he got traded in the offseason. So now they have like a fourth string receiver pretending to be the other a starting receiver, and it's just not working out the way. They have a decent tight end there. They have a an okay running back.
They have Jimmy Graham. He's not the Jimmy Graham of old, but he can still make plays.
You know, he does, and he's been making plays when they give it to him when he's not being covered. The problem is that
or being asked to block, which is something he cannot do.
Yeah, yeah. Which my whole thing is that if you're gonna have a quarterback and you're gonna ask him to scramble, so let's take Andy Dalton out of the equation, and you put
Justin Fields' team. Justin Fields is the first franchise quarterback in Chicago in a very long time.
Yeah, and he's being very, very underutilized. I feel like everybody wants to sit here and talk about Mitch Trubisky and the shit that he did, and you know what I'm saying, his failure to accomplish things. Yet they have more success under Mitch Trubisky in the last 3-4 years.
Trubisky took him to the playoffs in spite of Matt Nagy. I have a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
Were you on drugs when you did your Week 14 picks?
I probably was.
Because you picked the Jaguars over the Titans.
I did, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. And it didn't happen, did it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Can you check again?
I am looking at it right now.
I think I was just like, fuck this, fuck this, fuck Tennessee, fuck them, fuck this, fuck that.
We were both in weird head spaces last week, and that was before the accident. So
yeah. Actually, I think I sent you the list probably 2 hours before the accident, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because remember, I was having internet issues and other shit going on and everything else going on. It was just, yeah. Rough week.
I got it to you Thursday by kickoff. That's what it was.
I was like, dude, I need your fucking list. I know you're not fucking sick. It might have been better if you hadn't. I'm just saying.
Yeah, look at it. We'll pick after the fact. We could have blamed the accident, right? That could have sued.
What had happened was the internet dropped when I was putting this stuff. We both were undefeated.
He said, hey, if the Jets can win, so can the Jags, okay?
Well, the Jets haven't won in a while either.
I think that's the point that Steve is saying. but all right, so then let's talk about – so we know definitely Matt Nagy's on that hot seat.
Matt Nagy.
The Falcons coach is the first-year coach, so we're going to cut him some slack. Although he did inherit some bullshit that really the GM of that team should have just traded everyone.
Yeah, he inherited the Dan Campbell bullshit and didn't even have the nice car of Julio Jones to fucking use either.
Yeah, I'm telling you, as the GM of the Falcons,
the Jets have been due for 15 years. Steve, 15 years, sir.
God, just to think that the Jets in recent history they're going to go down as the team as the last person that took them to the playoff was Mark Sanchez. I want us to think about that. Mark Fumble Sanchez, dog.
Fumble Sanchez.
So we'll go through it. So in the AFC East, everybody deserves their job. I think everybody's kind of secure because the Jets head coach is the first year coach.
Yeah, Saleh, he has done good enough to inherit a second year, but I will say that if they blow the draft and they do not improve, I don't think he's gonna last much longer after that.
They need to start holding GMs accountable. Fuck. That's my big problem. They need to start holding GMs accountable for the shit. Because ain't no excuse that Bill Belichick is the GM and the head coach, and somehow, some way, he seems to find a way to draft excellency from the first pick all the way to the seventh pick, unless it's a wide receiver, okay? Then it kind of gets a little bit 50-50.
N'Keal Harry has become a great blocker for the New England Patriots.
He is a great tight end, okay?
That man blocks his ass off for Damian Harris.
He is a practice squad player.
He was like, these motherfuckers wouldn't trade me. Now I'm blocking for motherfuckers. All right, I'm going to do my best to do it.
Do it, damn it. Shit. You're a big body out there.
In the AFC North,
there's only
Houston's a rebuild.
No, Houston, remember that. No, North is Cleveland.
Mike Tomlin might be out of a job.
I think so. I think this is literally – well, see, that's the thing, though. Honestly, Pittsburgh is still eligible for the playoffs. So it's really going to take them not to make the playoffs for me to be like Tomlin.
I honestly think it would need for them to actually have a losing season, which is still very much in the cards right now.
Yeah.
But they are have been blessed with some weird luck with both with Lamar Jackson getting hurt and Baker Mayfield not having COVID.
Yeah. Now the coach got COVID in there too.
And it's the second year in a row the coach has got COVID because he got in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
When they blew out blew out the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean that something Cincinnati's second year coach, the Bengals look like a beast of a team, except when they just played the Chargers this past week.
Sometimes.
You know what? It's a learning process. It's crazy. It's crazy that when you have two basically really, really young wide receivers. You know what I'm saying?
They do need to use. Yeah, the Steelers. Like I said, he hasn't had a losing season yet. I think the only way that Tomlin is not there is if he leaves on his own accord. But next year, Big Ben is gone.
Yeah,
they have a young receiver class that does not respect Mike Tomlin. If they had any respect for Mike Tomlin. Fucking Chase Claypool wouldn't have been fucking dancing in the fucking fourth quarter against the goddamn Vikings and lost them the game and then blamed the defense when he was the one dancing in the middle of the goddamn field.
Yeah. But that's a personnel problem. That's a personnel personality problem. And I have to ask this question because I just asked it a little bit ago. When are we going to start holding GMs accountable?
You can hold GMs accountable for that, but you also got to hold the coach for that one because that is their fucking fucking locker room.
Yeah, but how many times are we gonna? How many times are because GMs are the ones that are drafting people. GMs and owners are sitting there, you know what I'm saying, contemplating on who to draft and shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that we can sit here and judge Jacksonville. For their lack, but people don't want to go to Jacksonville. That's kind of what the problem is. I think the GM could be the Messiah himself.
Yeah, weren't you know they voted a couple years ago, the year after they had that great run and lost to the Patriots in the playoffs?
Yeah.
They were voted the worst management team in football.
And that was because of Tom Coughlin, because he was the GM. Mm-hmm. And as I said, they made him fall. I guess they held him accountable because I think had he not quit, then Colin was going to fire him. I mean, I would assume so. I really, really hope so. You know what I'm saying? But they ruined the dynasty in Jacksonville. Jacksonville had a literal dynasty. You know what I'm saying? And I know, and it's like, and I think Kevin just said, first year O-line is the biggest problem. And I agree. We're talking about the Steelers. And that's fine. But even at that, Ben has still been okay. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been great.
He has his moments of, hey, that's Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. But he also has his moments of, hey, that's Uncle Joe down the block.
Yeah. I bet you I could throw it over that barn, right over the hill. Right
but, there. No, I mean, okay, so my whole issue with the Tomlin era, let's call it that, is you have to look at the players. Okay, you talk about attitude-wise, and yes, it is on the person drafting them, but it also is on the coach because he couldn't check Antonio Brown. He couldn't check Le'Veon Bell. He couldn't check any of these athletes who are great athletes at the time, but they let their egos either run the locker room. Like, how the fuck Antonio Brown in their fucking live streaming Instagram or fucking meeting and not get fucking punished for it? How the fuck Juju Smith-Schuster out here dancing on logos and Mike Tomlin's like, oh, I don't know. Then the motherfucker gets hurt three games in a row. Fucking this whole Chase Claypool situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's they do not respect Mike Tomlin, and Tomlin does not demand respect in that locker room.
Yeah.
You see it on the field.
I mean, and here's the reality of the situation, though, is that the Steelers, what happens with the Steelers, let me rephrase that. What happens with Mike Tomlin is going to be solely dependent on who is their starting quarterback next year. I really honestly think so. I think he'll survive this season. Mm-hmm. Because I still think the Steelers will go like 9-8. You know what I'm saying? Like there, I don't think they can go lower than 9-8 at this point, based off the rest of the schedule. They got a break between the Browns and the fucking and the Ravens. They got a break.
But the Bengals are still probably okay. So this year's Baltimore Ravens is last year's Steelers.
Yeah,
the Bengals are the problem child here.
Yeah. No, and that's true. But at the end of the day, though, there's only one person that came out of the whole Bell, Brown, Roethlisberger, Tomlin situation smelling like roses, and that's Antonio Brown. The one person that we thought would...
That's until this year.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's... I mean, listen, there was a whole pool of people that did that bullshit with the damn COVID.
So let's talk about that real quick, the COVID situation. 75-plus players have tested positive on COVID around the NFL, including Odell Beckham Jr., who just happens to have been having himself some good games in L.A. since he got there. But like half the NFL is sick now.
Yeah, that and like what we're talking about, there were 75 players out with injuries in one day because of COVID. There were 75 players out in the NBA three days ago. The day of the car accident, 75 players out.
And now we have 7 teams in the advanced COVID protocol in the NFL right now, including the Browns, quite a bit of them.
And we
could be seeing games get canceled this week or moved around. We don't know. They haven't. The NFL has not said what they're doing yet.
Yeah.
But they got to do something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're still like people want you to believe we're still in a pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's still if you're a professional athlete, you're held up to a more higher standard because your contract is dependent on when you play.
Well, that in the NFL, and you know what the NFL protocols are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the NFL protocols are. You know what the states that you live in protocols are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not fucking news. It's been here. We are in what? We're going into year two of this shit.
Yep. Yeah.
And people, even at my job, they come in, oh, we need a mask. It's not every motherfucking building, motherfucker. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, you can't do that. Like, and then with this new variant, which is highly contagious, there's so much shit that's all fucked up when it comes to this COVID shit.
But the whole thing with the new variant, only 2 people have actually caught it.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean, though. It's with it coming, because you know how the shit trickles in slowly, and then boom, you know what I'm saying? It explodes like fucking dynamite. Like, we're not out of the woods yet, and I understand everybody's personal freedoms and shit like that. You know me. You do what you need to do. But when you're an NFL player, the only way you get paid is if you play. There ain't no guarantee child crowd tracking.
It is a job.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if I don't show up to work, I don't get paid.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And that same with the NFL. Only the NBA has guaranteed contracts. That's and baseball. That's it. NFL, they will cut your ass in a heartbeat.
They have guaranteed to a point.
To a point. But even the, you have guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Which is usually they front load that shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But that's all. We might end up having another season.
See, because 2022 is starting to look like 2020 New Game +++.
Mm-hmm.
Like you in your fourth run of Bloodborne. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into these picks, man. Let's get into week 15. Let's talk about week 13 and 14 real quick. Would you like to know how you did, sir, in the last 2 weeks?
How did I do?
You had the same exact record 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, Lord, what is that?
You went 8-6 both weeks. Where your boy here went 11-3 and 10-4 over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
So hold up, let me get the tallies here, because I think I might have finally caught up, sir.
We'll see.
Oh yeah, we actually, you know, based on some stuff, we actually had a good day today because surprised YouTube money showed up.
Yeah. YouTube was like, hey, we were trying to pay your ass for a minute.
You didn't have your bank account information in there, sucker.
Knock on the door and shit. Let me in.
I did that shit yesterday. I'm like, okay, how does this happen? How does this work? And this morning, I was like, oh, there it is.
YouTube peeking in the window and shit. Like, nigga, where you at, cuz?
Hey, y'all want your money, cuz? Y'all want your money, cuz?
Nigga, we'll keep this shit, nigga. We'll keep it. Right? But nah. So, yes, where are we at?
I'm doing it right now.
He said the bookies are going to start following. Listen. Let's see. I can always appreciate a good underdog. I really screwed up on Jacksonville. What the hell was that? What
the hell? I have no idea, sir.
I don't know what. Oh, it was an advertisement. I picked up something else. I was trying to. Yes, Urban Myers, while I'm in the stretch position, comes up to me and says, "Hey, dipshit, make your fucking kicks," and kicks me in the leg. That is
all right.
Beautiful.
Ready to see where we're at now?
Yes.
With my great picking, I have gained a lot of ground. I'm at 126-82-1. You're at 129-79-1. Oh, I am within three games.
Well, I gotta pick smart.
Here we go. We're starting off this week. We have Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday football this week.
Oh, we got Saturday football. That's oh my god. Okay.
And we don't know if one of these Saturday games is going to happen because of the vid, but we'll see. On Thursday, we got the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs have been rolling, but Justin Herbert's been dealing.
Yeah, Chargers need to win this game. I've been saying this for weeks now. Chargers need to win some fucking games.
If they win this game, it's a sweep of the Chiefs this year.
Then they need to do it. Make that sweep happen. That way there's no question if it's a tie. Why start now, Hollywood? Because. Reasons.
So I'm going with the Chargers here. I think they are the more prolific team, even though the Chiefs have been playing good, but they've been playing good against wishy-washy competition.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are going to win. But if the Chiefs do win, then it's the turnaround for the rest of the season because they can get the Chargers monkey off the back. Because remember, last season... Yeah.
Yep, I called it last year at the end of the season.
Chargers are on their ass. On their ass.
All right, next up, the first Saturday game. We're going to call this one the maybe COVID game.
The maybe COVID game? You're going to see a bunch of
– the Las Vegas Raiders at the Cleveland Browns.
You're going to end up seeing a bunch of players from what's that special that was on Key and Peele? You remember when they had the weird football names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my name Jonathan Applewhite III is Wakanda Forever. That's what
he said. Oh boy, he said my name is Johnson.
Yeah. My parents gave me after. You know, we got the Raiders and the Browns. This is an interesting game. Well, the Raiders are playing like shit. The Browns need a win to stay in it. And they will. They might be without Baker, Landry, Kareem Hunt got hurt.
And somehow
this is going to be Nick Chubb running the field, running by himself everywhere. That's all going to be.
Just head it off. Just here you go, boy. Given the fact that we have four teams all vying for a shot at the playoffs, and only one or two are going to be able to make it in that same division.
Well, probably two because the Patriots and the Bills.
Well, I'm talking about in that division. Oh yeah, one or two are gonna be able to make it, maybe three. But
that and the third one matters on how well the Dolphins keep playing.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta go with the Browns because the Browns gotta get something.
Yeah, something. I honestly think that the Raiders need to blow it up and rebuild.
That'll happen after this season.
I don't see Derek Carr being the quarterback there next year. I don't see this is the only GM that you can't blame for the bad shit that happened in the draft because John Gruden drafted who the fuck he wanted and he would not let the other homeboy do shit.
Yeah. But Carr was there before John Gruden, wasn't he?
Yeah. But I'm talking about the draft picks. Like Arnett, fucking, you know, all these guys.
I will be honest, I would probably say you might end up seeing Derek Carr in Atlanta next year.
All right, next up we have the Saturday night game. This is a big one. This is the 11th time since Bill Belichick has been the Patriots head coach that they've had a 7-game winning streak.
Oh, wow.
We have the New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts. This might be the game of the week. All the Patriots got to do is stop Jonathan Taylor. He'll be fine.
I don't know, but if they commit too much to stopping Jonathan Taylor, I'm not saying that Carson Wentz is like a god quarterback, okay? So but Frank Reich will fuck somebody up with a good scheme if you try to stop Jonathan Taylor. With that said, though, the Patriots are good on both stopping the run and stopping the pass.
Well, they're top two and three in like Pro Football Focus and offense and defense. So.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those things where this is going to be a blueprint on how to fully stop the Indianapolis Colts. So
the Patriots literally beat the Bills by throwing the ball three times in a game.
Yeah. So I'm going with the Patriots on this one. I like their chances in this.
Yeah, I got the Pats also. All right, next up we have the Tennessee Titans at a team we talked a lot about, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Man, Tennessee needs to win in order for them to try and get into the playoffs with Derrick Henry.
Yep. Well, they still do lead the division. They're nine and four. So.
Yeah, but a lot of those wins came with Derrick Henry strapped to the back. I think five of those wins. But
when he got hurt, though, they won three out of the four.
Three out of four.
So
this is the meat and potatoes of the see of what they're gonna do. I like this is tough, man. Because I will be honest with you.
I'll give you while you think about it. I'm taking the Titans. Ryan Tannehill has been playing well. Mm-hmm. The backup running backs have been doing their job. It's not Adrian Peterson anymore.
He's somewhere else.
It's a guy who actually – yeah, he's at Seattle. He's a guy who actually runs kind of like Derrick Henry, just not as big.
Yeah.
I got the Titans in this one.
I'm an agent of chaos, so I'm going to pick the Steelers in this one. I want to see this chaos.
I've seen the twinkle in your eye.
Because I want to see the chaos of the AFC North commence. That's kind of where I'm at. So.
All right. Next up, we have a team with a quarterback who their last 11 starts with this quarterback starting, they have lost against a team that he almost beat twice last year, the Carolina Panthers at the Buffalo Bills.
Apparently, Sam Darnold's going to be active in this game, so it's not even a guarantee that
Cam's even going to play.
Play, yeah, that's
who Buffalo, they play? And Josh Allen has he's banged up.
Buffalo,
because let's call a spade here. The Bills, I hate the Bills, but they got screwed against the Buccaneers. That was blatant pass interference at the end of the game, and they didn't call the shit. So
the Panthers' defense isn't good enough to stop the Bills in their will.
A hobble Josh Allen?
Yeah, they used to be good. It seems like ever since they got Gilmore, they've been able to shut down one side of the field, but have gotten exposed on the old completely other. That's not what's supposed to happen.
And we also always have to remember, Bill Belichick won't trade people unless he's done with them.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Gilmore covers one side of the field. Nobody's checking that side of the field. They just go to the other because
I think the Bills are the better team. I'm going to take the Bills.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think at this point you kind of have to. Like, as much as I would love Cam to win a game with this shit.
Not this one.
If the Bills don't win this game, I think the cycle's complete at that point, right? Because then they'll be too far off, given the schedule for both between the Bills and the Patriots.
Yeah, because they play each other next week.
Yeah, but even that's what I'm saying. They'll be too far off to where the next game doesn't even matter per se.
Yeah.
Because
they'll be three behind New England if they lose this game.
Yeah.
And the Patriots win.
The Bills have to win this game. They have to win this game. So, given the desperation on hand, I'm picking the Bills.
All right. Next up, we have a beat-up Washington football team at the Eagles.
Beat-up Washington. Oh, man. So, Gardner Minshew has been putting up numbers.
Is he playing or is Hurts playing?
No, I think Gardner's got one more in him. Because Hurts – last I heard – is that Gardner Minshew starting unless Hurts passes some sort of physical? And we might be too early on that one. But yeah. Gardner Minshew has been balling and getting wins out of it. Yes, Jalen Hurts has some inspired wins, but Gardner Minshew has – he was doing what he's doing in Jacksonville, but with better personnel. Slightly better personnel, I should say.
The Minshew mania in Philadelphia?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this, that he just became a top trade choice for some assets for Philadelphia to build off of.
I am actually, because I think Heineke's hurt and so is the Washington running back.
Yeah.
So I am going with the Eagles here just because the football team has been just slaughtered by injuries.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. I like Minshew to win another game, solidify his place as a top trade piece in the offseason. For a quarterback needy team, you know, like a Pittsburgh or, you know, Like Falcons. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Got a cold.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. The Bills do struggle against in gimme games because they did lose to the Jaguars.
Well, as I said, they have to win. They're desperate. If they lose, then
all right. Next up, we have a game where Gardner Minshew played for one of these teams. He could be playing for the other one next year. The Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The game of below mediocrity has set in.
This is the anti-game of the week, ladies and gentlemen. The anti-game of the week. Like
this, this is David Mills against a beat up Trevor Lawrence because Urban Meyer is like, fuck him, I want to have sex with your mom. That's what the fuck it is.
This is the game that if you're forced to watch this game, just watch something else. That's really what it comes down to.
I'm just gonna roll the dice here. Jacksonville for me.
Jacksonville? Yeah. All right, well.
They are both extremely mediocre, so.
I'm taking Jacksonville as well. I'm taking Jacksonville. It's kind of, unfortunately, with the Urban Meyer business, I'll take Jacksonville. It's fine.
Yeah. So next up, we have a Dallas Cowboys team that is beat up and back and forth.
I love what Steve says. It's the shit bowl. The winner plays the Jets. And it's a giant toilet bowl as a trophy.
With welcome a plunger sticking to out the of it. Toilet bowl. go ahead. On one side we got the Lions, the other side we got either the Jets, Texans, or Jaguars. Who gets the win?
Oh,
so we got the Cowboys at the Giants. Daniel Jones is still out with a neck injury, so I think the Cowboys will be feasting on their New York friends.
Oh yeah, that's a given.
Even though earlier this year the Giants did beat the Cowboys, but that was
well. The problem is that thanks to Gardner Minshew, the Eagles are now creeping on the Cowboys. And thanks to that winning streak that the Giants were on, I mean, not the Giants, the football team, everything's up in the air now. So now the Cowboys, this one game, they have to win.
Yep, I got the Cowboys here. All right, in a game that would have seemed, what could I say, academic when we were talking a couple weeks ago, might not be so with Arizona's recent loss to the Rams. There's something going on in Arizona, but they get to go to Detroit and take on those Lions.
Well, remember what I said, that we talked about this when the trade happened and what was supposed to happen when they played the first time, that the Rams are going to be that too much offense was going to be too much offense for Arizona. That actually came to fruition later, but not when I foretold it. But that's another story for another day. Back to the situation at hand. Give me a second here.
I'm talking to my kid.
No, you're straight. Who again? Where's this game being played at?
Oh, it's at Cardinals at Lions.
At the Lions? It's at Detroit? In the... Man, you got to get to the stadium first. Is it going to snow there this weekend? Some shit like that. Are they going to be able to make it? Nah, I think, I mean, come on now. I think this is really going to be Arizona's. Arizona's going to stomp them out. I don't really think there's no other choice in this game.
Like, all right. So next up we have Steve, pay attention to this one. You're going to love this one. We got Steve's New York Jets taking on the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, speaking of which, we totally forgot about our quarterback first round draft picks and expectations if they made it or not. I guess it's a perfect time to quickly talk about that one because Zach Wilson is in our hearts.
And injured every time they play the Patriots.
Low blow. All right, so.
So the only rookie that has made his pick worth it with wins and productivity and actually playing every game is Mac Jones.
So oddly enough, who was the offensive coordinator that played 3 second football? Was basically once the quarterback had it in his hands, he had 3 seconds to make a decision.
Jets, lost.
I forget the coordinator's name. But I feel like that's what Zach Wilson should be, the type of offense he is. Because listen, that O line is so trash. He doesn't have 3 seconds to make anything happen. Whoever the Jets playing, the Jets aren't going to win.
I'm taking the Dolphins. The Dolphins have been playing very well the last 5 weeks.
Although I will probably tell you, probably be more competitive than we probably actually think, though.
Probably, because the Dolphins have that tendency, like, yeah, we're riding a 5-game winning streak. Oh, the Jets beat them better.
And how about, but look at Tua the last few weeks since he's came back.
I always say Brian Flores is a good head coach. People are like, oh, he should be fired. Let his system do the work.
True. I believe it. I'm here for it.
He said, Fish Take Jets, new horror movie.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Next up, we got the Cincinnati Bengals, two teams that are both in the playoff hunt. The Bengals at the Broncos.
Bengals took an L in a really, really good game until the end. Actually, in the middle.
Joe Burrow is the truth.
Yeah, no, Joe Burrow is the truth. Jamar Chase is young. The other receiver is young. Joe Mixon is not that young.
And that's the thing. We all know that Joe Mixon needs to be the focal point of this offense.
Yeah. Not for Joe Mixon's sake, but for the Bengals' sake, and for Joe Burrow's sake. Everybody talks about when you draft a quarterback, right? When you draft a quarterback, I feel like you have to emulate what that quarterback had to be successful where he was at, in order to make him successful where he's going. Okay. LSU is known for their running backs, okay, and their big receivers. They got him a big receiver. They have Joe Mixon. They're starting to take the chains off of Samaje Perine a little bit more. Who's, by the way, he's now number two in NCAA history because when Jonathan Taylor overtook that crown last year a couple years ago before he got drafted. I feel like they need to start doing that more. Emulate what worked in LSU in order for them to do it, in order for Joe Burrow to be successful. When they've done that and they've run the two backs and they've got it to Jamar Chase, it's been nothing but a successful recipe. When that is one of those two are taking away from them, the coordinator has not found a way to kind of get around that and remake it work again. He hasn't been able to adapt. And I hate to praise Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick would have found a way to get around all that and make it work. You know what I'm saying? But it happens when you have a young head coach.
Okay, so Jamar Chase fell in the draft due to the fact that he couldn't catch. He was having issues with his hands. Mm-hmm. Over the last few weeks, regular plays, regular catches, he's been dropping the ball.
Yeah.
But in the end zone, he makes it fucking count.
Yeah, and you notice, though, but he wasn't dropping the ball before, which I found strange. Whatever. It's cool. You know, we won't sit here and judge. It's cool.
But I got the Bengals this week.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals.
I trust them. I trust them a little more than the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll take the Bengals for sure.
Next week, I already know who he's picking in this game, so we shouldn't even talk about it, but we will. The Atlanta Falcons at the San Francisco 49ers. Deebo Samuel is the man.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing for his next contract somewhere else. After that comeback victory, they try to ask yourselves, is Jimmy Garoppolo the man? Yes, he is. Here's the thought. The rumor is, unless the 49ers somehow make a Super Bowl run, that Jimmy Garoppolo is being traded. What happens if they make the Super Bowl run on the arm of Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo has been doing his thug thizzle over the last few weeks, ever since he got announced. You know, do they have to revisit that and be like, well, we said unless it's a Super Bowl run, and he got us to the Super Bowl.
Well, so Kyle Shanahan has answered all these questions perfectly. When Jimmy Garoppolo was healthy, he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, the problem that and I was talking to John about this, the problem with the 49ers is Kyle Shanahan built this offense around Raheem Mostert. Mm-hmm. Not Deebo Samuel and George Kittle.
Yep.
Mostert is glass. He's basically Samuel Jackson in Invincible.
Yeah.
I love Mostert. Mostert is a fucking baller when he's healthy.
Yeah.
But we have seen this season, Deebo Samuel is the San Francisco 49ers' most dangerous weapon.
Yeah.
George Kittle is going to do his Doug Dizzle no matter who the fuck is on the field.
Yeah. Well, remember, we're also talking about the same offensive coordinator that turned Alfred Morris into a 1,000-yard running back when he was with RG3.
Yeah.
And then, because, you know, Alfred Morris didn't do shit after he left. After the last season.
After last season, too.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you got to think about that. Shanahan has always been able to build a good team with good running backs, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think reluctantly – and that's why I didn't understand the Trey Lance draft. Because I think Kyle Shanahan despises scrambling quarterbacks. He hated RG3. He built an offense for him, but he hated him. Hold on. You fuzzied out for me. Say that again. You still fuzzied out. Big Sin's got the fuzzies. I hear him clicking. He has the fuzzies. Give him a second. Give him a second, y'all. He'll be back. He slowed down on us. If you're still with us, give me a hell yeah. You're like, hell maybe. There we go. Is he back? There we go. There's Big Sin and Big Sin.
What I was saying was, Kyle Shanahan was very young when he had RG3.
Yes, but he still hated him, and he hates scrambling quarterbacks. That's what it comes down to. He made Kirk Cousins a household name. He made Kirk – you like that Cousins, you know what I'm saying? Great, okay?
So, if that is the case, he should have drafted who he wanted in Mac Jones and not Trey Lance.
He probably did want Mac Jones, but then John Lynch is like, let's look at this Trey Lance guy. He's a baller, okay? And that is what I've always hated about Division One AA quarterbacks, those Dakota boys, okay? I call them the Dakota boys. I look at Carson Wentz, and I look at guys like Trey Lance. And I, you know, listen, okay? Carson Wentz may be a different factor because he fits the typical mold of a actual Division One A quarterback. Well,
he's with a head coach who knows how to use him.
Yeah. But now, but like Trey Lance, he played one season. In one game last year in college because of COVID.
Yeah. And Trey Lance needs 2 years at least to get his NFL legs. At least.
That's why I'm like, Mac Jones. You think about all the teams that passed on Mac Jones.
There's 15 of them.
Yeah.
All right, so we were at the you're picking the 49ers. I got the 49ers.
Of course.
All right, next up we have the Seattle Seahawks. Where the Seattle Seahawks now have a losing season with Russell Wilson as they take on the LA Rams.
Oh, he said yes. But real quick, Jimmy will be 31 this year. Yes, Trey 22. Yeah, I get that.
But Trey won't be able to start until he's 24. He needs seasoning.
Yeah, he needs to know how NFL ball works, especially in an offense now that's going to require high-powered. And Steve says knows how to use them sound dirty. Yes, it does. Right it does. Okay.
God damn right it does. And I meant it that way. Because Frank Reich is a dirty man.
You said the Rams and who?
The Seahawks at the Rams.
Fuck. All right, somebody. The Rams got to put the Seahawks out of their misery.
But we might not have any Odell Beckham and like half the Rams team because of COVID.
Is Matt Stafford's arm work?
Of course.
All right, then it is what it is because because Seattle's defense doesn't work. I'm gonna just start right there. I told you they can get any of those receivers from that Key and Pill skit and Matt Stafford. You see what Matt Stafford had to deal with in Detroit. Once he lost Calvin Johnson, okay?
And he actually took them to the playoffs.
Exactly. So, Matt Stafford, as long as he has somebody to throw to, I think he'll be just fine.
All right. So, I got the Rams. You got the Rams. Next up, we have a We have two teams with quarterbacks battling foot issues. Aaron Rodgers and his fractured pinky toe in Baltimore. Cooper Kupp is still there. Cooper Kupp is balling the fuck out this year.
Yeah, I think if it was just Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and 9 O-linemen, I think the Rams would be fine, okay? I think.
Yeah, because Sony Michel has now found his leg, too, and just been balling out.
Just hold on. Just Coop get it. It could be like five corners on that motherfucker. Just... Matt Stafford will find a way. Matt Stafford always finds a way.
All right, we got the Packers and the Ravens. This is a tale of two injured quarterbacks coming into this week.
Aaron Rodgers got shot in the pinky toe like Quick did fucking Della Reese.
All the nights. Whatever this fan body is, this vast tech thing, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know. We got a tech thing earlier. Who knows?
It's same thing. It's some spam bot that's been going on YouTube.
The spam bot's pulling up like, hey, we like the Overtime Sports Show. You're welcome.
Oh, they visited Grandpa Sin on his live stream too. So
they love you, Sin. They love.
Are you stalking me, spam bot?
Yes, they are stalking you. Everywhere Sin goes, we're going to go, my all buddy.
Packers at Ravens. This game is an interesting conundrum.
Okay.
Because I don't think the Packers are as good as they're playing. I know the Ravens aren't as good as they're playing. Both quarterbacks are banged up. Who do you trust here? Steve said it's the bookies.
It's the bookies. They're letting you know they're watching. They're like, okay, he said the 49ers are going to win. Are they going to cover? Are they going to cover? Yeah, okay, cover. All right, okay.
We don't do point spreads here, fuckers.
Although, if you did ask me for point spreads for a low price of 99 cents per month, I'll give you what I think if people are going to cover or not cover.
Sinful black fucking gambling situation.
Listen, as many times as we almost won the 100,000 at Samstown, we need to charge for our advice. For those that don't know that live in Vegas, Samstown has a parlay card. Where if you get all the point spreads right, you win $100,000 if you bet $5. Well, we've come close to winning in one season. We came close out of 17 weeks, 14 times. So
remember, I went 15 for 16 like 3 straight weeks.
Yep,
I'm so mad.
Yeah. So, but back to the game. The one glaring weakness that the Packers have is the run defense. And if they're just going to run Lamar Jackson with his bad toe.
Ankle,
whatever. I don't know how long that's going to last. I mean, they do have Devonta Freeman, who's having a renaissance year. I mean, as far as running backs go.
Because he's the only one of the elderly running backs they signed that made the cut.
I mean, he's not even elderly. He's not even 30 yet. We call him elderly. Yes.
So I'm going to flip a coin. I guess I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Ravens simply because of the whole running back situation. They're weak against the Packers are weak against the run. They've been consistently weak against the run over the last 3 years. They're going to continue to be weak against the run. The Ravens just so happen to know how to run the football. So I will take the Ravens. Plus, the Ravens desperately need to win this game.
To keep up with Cincinnati.
Yes. So, like I said, I am an agent of chaos. So I will take the Ravens and really fuck over the AFC North. Let's go.
All right. So next up. Do the Saints have a chance in hell of beating the Buccaneers again in the regular season?
Hell no. If Jameis Winston was playing, yeah. And that's a weird thing for me to say because didn't their last victory came off the injury of Jameis Winston? Mm-hmm. Like he played all the way into the end and got injured? Yeah. So Taysom Hill, we're finding out, is a bad version of Colin Kaepernick.
So Tom Brady has a first-round bias in his fucking purview.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm taking the Bucks. They're just going to ride it all the way to the rest of the season.
And a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this from a couple places, but people are saying Tom Brady is a shoe-in for the MVP because he leads the league in passing, he leads the league in passing, leads the league in yards, and he's setting every record every week.
Yeah, I Remember, we went into this season with the top five quarterbacks being Brady, Mahomes, Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. Allen. Those were the top five quarterbacks. Josh Allen has fallen off. Lamar Jackson has fallen off because of injuries. Patrick Mahomes had that bad, 4 or 5 week stint?
First half of the season.
Well, the middle of the season has been horrible for him.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Aaron Rodgers is just doing Aaron Rodgers things.
Aaron Rodgers has been a mixed bag, 50-50, and I will say that, and I hate to be political about it, you already know that the PC shit that happened with him with the COVID vaccination shit really pissed off the NFL. So I would even say, even if he put up Tom Brady numbers, I don't think he would get it just because he pissed off the NFL. And we already know when you piss off the NFL, you're already fucked. So, you know, there's that.
All right. Bucks and Brady, right?
Yeah, easy. Bucks. And I think Brady for MVP. Bad news for the Bucks, been a long time since the season MVP won a Super Bowl. That is true. Yep. Tom Brady be like, give the MVP to Mike Evans or something.
No, he's like, give that shit to Mac Jones.
Mac deserves it.
Mac threw 3 passes in the game, but they won.
Exactly. And that's why he deserves it.
The best thing coming out of that Patriots Bills game was fucking Matt Judon. Oh, yeah, the Patriots offense was great. Well, except Mac, all you had to do was fucking hand the ball off. All he did was get the ball to the running backs.
Man, I don't know why Bill Belichick didn't let that man set the record and have that man not throw another time. All I had to do was go 2 for 2. Packers didn't have a lot of COVID out, so he didn't affect them. No, and I know that didn't affect them. I'm not saying that he didn't affect them. I'm saying he pissed off the NFL. That's a completely separate situation. I think you could piss off your teammates and still make the playoffs. Still make the Super Bowl.
You know what the worst thing is?
What?
He pissed off the NFL and he turned on Rex Ryan with his foot picks.
Yeah.
Because we all know Rex Ryan likes them feet.
Yeah. Kurt Warner, the 1999 MVP. Well, I mean, all intents and purposes, Dick Vermeil's a fucking genius. That's what it comes down to. And keep in mind, they were also, 2 yards away from that not happening.
From Tennessee beating them, yeah. All right, so for the last game of Week 15, we have the Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears. Minnesota, who lost to the Lions.
The swan song for Matt Nagy. The Matt Nagy's. Think about how many other teams who told the truth that are covered in COVID. I'm guaranteed there's a bunch of probably fakes, frauds, phonies, liars, manipulators, people that didn't disclose their whereabouts, shit like that, that got other people infected. And
trust me, you're a phony.
The one thing that I've learned about humanity, especially working humanity when money's involved, is that they will lie to keep a paycheck coming in.
Eddie Guerrero said it best: we lie, we cheat, we steal.
Yeah. So I've learned that in my years of life. So. There's a lot more, and there's probably going to be a bunch of investigations after the season. Mm-hmm. But Roger Goodell's trying to get through the season so they can get the NFL ad revenue, get everybody paid, and be like, all right, we're going to suspend everybody.
And they just announced the Super Bowl in a couple years. We'll be in Las Vegas. So.
Yeah, so they're going to have to fix all that.
All right, Vikings at Bears.
Matt Nagy, swan song. Goodbye, Matt Nagy. The Vikings are going to win.
Yes, I think. Yes, Vikings. That's all it is, right there.
Yeah. Just imagine. Just remember when you lose to the Vikings for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you are the team that lost to the team that lost to the Detroit Lions. That is forever that you'll be known as. Okay. There's no shit.
That's what the Pittsburgh Zero is. You're the team that weren't good enough to outscore the Detroit Lions. You title.
Yes. Yes. Just remember that.
Come on, Jay. Hit it with
the Viva la raza.
Rest in peace, Eddie. Rest in peace, Eddie.
Still the illest fucking theme song to me everywhere. Everybody loves their fucking theme song. Lie, cheat, steal. That nigga coming out in the lowrider. Oh, man. That's
With Chavito.
Yes, those are good times. Shit.
All right. That's week 15, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you guys next week.
Yes. I like this format that we did, Sin. I think we gotta I miss the old format where we used to come through on Tuesdays, talk about the games, and then come through on Wednesdays and talk about the games for the future, pre-recorded and shit like that. I miss talking about random news bits. These are fun because we get to conversate and talk a bunch of shit about our favorite teams.
The problem is, it's just time, dude.
I know. We gotta find a way to fit in more.
Because if you think about it, last year we were putting out reactions 7 days a week on the channel.
That's true. Well, we'll try to deliver a little bit more news bites because I love when you guys get interested. Shout out to Kevin, shout out to Steve that's been really kind of going back and forth with us along well. Me and you have been going back and forth.
Have you noticed Matt Nagy stopped showing up to our chat?
Because he knows he's on a hot seat and he's covering it. He's on the hot seat and it is nice and warm because it's cold as fuck in Chicago. So until next time. That's my man, Big Sin. I'm your boy, Hollywood J. Black. This is that damn NFL show, and we are out this thing. See you next Wednesday. Viva la raza. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.